I'm Chris Lemke with Mission Network News. The Islamic State is raising a next generation, also known as the Cubs of the Caliphate.
When you think of the kids of the Caliphate that are young kids, maybe between 8 and 12 years old, that are wreaking havoc, in some situations, gruesome attacks, even beheadings, witnessing beheadings in some of these ISIS stronghold areas, you can't help but scratch your head and say, what has our world come to?
Keys for Kids' Greg Yoder says even in this sadness, there is hope. Kingdom kids are growing in Christ with help from Keys for Kids devotionals.
As Christians, our desire is to reach kids with the gospel because, frankly, that's what's going to change our world. For Christians, it's changing hearts and changing lives.
The best growing condition for Kingdom kids is a stable, loving home. Unfortunately, not all babies go home to families that last. There are an estimated 30 million orphans in sub-Saharan Africa. Nearly half of them suffer from AIDS. The good news is they don't have to suffer in silence. Glenn Vontahim works with Christ's Hope International, a ministry that helps kids with HIV and AIDS.
We work in two types of countries. We have countries in the so-called Western world that mobilize people and resources, that send teams over to countries on the African continent where we actually do the ministry.
But they can't do it alone. Vontahim asks that you come alongside his organization in prayer. He says that's the only way they can truly make a difference.
Ultimately, if God doesn't work through us, if we're not focused on Him, and we don't let ourselves being used by Him, then we don't get anywhere.
Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want news that helps you pray for the world more effectively? Get our free news updates at missionnews.org. It features all the day's news, complete with pictures and links to expanded coverage and more. That's missionnews.org. I'm Chris Lemke.